Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called The Overpromise Problem. This is not a rant. It may seem like a rant at first, but I'm actually trying to draw attention to a growing problem I see among many companies. It's the overpromise problem. Here's what I mean. I purchase several items from a multi-channel retailer that I order often from. For years, I've paid for a membership to their VIP program so that I could get free and speedy shipping. Recently, the company has been strongly promoting these benefits, and their website is full of messaging about how VIP customers' orders are, quote, on their way to you within 2 hours from the exact time you order it. They've even branded the shipping program Warp Speed and gave it a little logo. They're a local company, and I usually receive my orders within a day or so. So when I hadn't received my items 4 days after I placed my order, I sent an email to inquire about the status. The first response I received assured me that my order would be on my doorstep soon and provided a tracking number from FedEx. There was no mention of any delay. The tracking number didn't work on the FedEx site, so I wrote again asking about the delay and the tracking number. I received a response explaining the following. First, the VIP shipping guarantee applies only to orders placed Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Translation, since you had placed your order on Sunday, only 3 days had passed. Also, two of the items I ordered came from a non-local warehouse and, quote, although we had the package ready to go on July 9th, FedEx did not pick it up until July 10th, as FedEx does not pick up on Mondays. Translation, it's FedEx's fault. Also, one of the items was shipped on time through the USPS and should be arriving shortly. Translation, we have no idea what the status on that one is. And finally, the last item shipped directly from the manufacturer's warehouse and they provided an incorrect tracking number. Translation, you're out of luck. This response was utterly inadequate, incomplete, and unsatisfying. But more than that, it was perplexing. Why would a company brand, promote, and message the heck out of a shipping program that produced such underwhelming results? Why set itself up for failure? To me, this seems the classic case of overpromising and under-delivering. Many companies do it. Restaurants say that they're open until 10, but they start closing the kitchen at 9:30. Packaged food makers put their products in large packages, but the contents are significantly smaller. Customer service departments record a hold time message that says my call is important, but they keep me on hold for a long time. Hotels say check-in is at 4, but most of the rooms aren't ready until 6. Retailers post a huge everything on sale sign, but then don't offer the discounts on the most desirable products. More and more companies seem to be making promises they don't keep. Why don't they realize that keeping only a part of their promise is breaking it? Why do they set people up for disappointments? Why underwhelm when they could overwhelm? Zappos is a company that gets it. Its website offers several shipping options, but sometimes when a customer selects standard shipping, the company decides to surprise her with a free upgrade to overnight shipping. It's truly a delight when your product unexpectedly arrives on your doorstep less than 24 hours after you ordered it. I know it's made me a loyal customer of theirs. More companies need to follow suit. They need to figure out that when you overpromise, you're bound to underdeliver and lose customers' trust and respect. But if you underpromise and overdeliver, you just might gain a customer for life, not to mention a brand advocate who's going to tell her entire social network. So here's a code I suggest companies consider operating by. Don't make promises you can't keep. If you have to use asterisks and fine print to qualify your promise, don't make it. Treat your VIP customers like you mean it. Take responsibility for the entire experience. Make sure your promise is kept by your partners. It's better to be underestimated, then you can surprise and delight. And finally, tell the truth. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care, and thanks again.